Reading is for everyone. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL Summer 2022 Newsletter. It's time for summer reading. Join the 2022 MLBPD's Summer Reading Program for a chance to win a prize. This summer, we are asking you to read 5 books, one from each of the following genres: mystery, biography, historical fiction, classic literature, and a fiction or nonfiction book about Michigan. To register, call the library at 586-286-1580. We can help you select 5 titles and create a cartridge for you, or if you are a large print reader, we will send you the large print books. Once you have finished your books, call us with a brief comment about them, and we will enter your name in a drawing for a prize from the Maxi AIDS catalog, which has products for patrons to lead independent lives. All ages are welcome to join, only one entry per person. The contest ends on August 31st, and 2 names will be drawn the week of September 6th. The 2 contestants will be notified that week by phone. MLBPD at CMPL, Saturday, June 25th at 10 a.m., Main Library. Explore the programs, services, resources, and adaptive technology offered at MLBPD. This program will be available via Zoom if you are unable to attend in person. If you are already one of our patrons, think about attending as you might learn something new. If you know of someone who may want to learn more about our services, share this program notice with them. To register, call the Library for the Blind at 586-286-1580. Contact us. Phone number 586-286-1580. Toll free 855-203-5274. Our email address mlbpd@cmpl.org. Our website www.cmpl.org/MLBPD. MLBPD staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Donated CD books looking for a good home. A very nice collection of audiobooks on CD was donated to MLBPD. The collection is well organized in 3 zippered cloth binders and includes Christian fiction and inspirational biography titles. If you or someone you know would be interested in having this free selection of audiobooks, please contact the library at 586-286-1580 to make arrangements for pickup. Book Discussion Group. MLBPD hosts a book discussion group by phone on the first Monday of every month, excluding holidays. Registration is required. If you would like to join our fun and informal discussion, please call the library for more details. Join us for a discussion June 6th, The Bookwoman of Troublesome Creek by Kim Michelle Richardson, DB 95243. July 11th, Summer House by Jude Devereaux, DB 52370, and available in large print. August 1st, Lightning Strike by William Kent Krueger, DB 105655, also available in large print. September 12th, The Last Bookshop in London by Madeline Martin, DB103176 and available in large print. Assistive technology demonstrations and computer tutoring. Set up an appointment at the library for a hands-on demonstration of devices such as check writing guides, video magnifiers, lamps, and more to assist a person with vision issues. In addition, we offer adaptive technology, computer, and personal device tutoring either by phone or in person. If you need ideas to make your Windows-based computer or your iPad, iPod, or iPhone more accessible, we will make an appointment for you with our tech tutor. Finally, if you want to try out an iPad, we have one that you may borrow to use at home. It has built-in Wi-Fi, so you do not have to have internet access to use it. The iPad must be picked up and checked out on your public library card, as we are unable to mail the iPad to you. Macomb County Senior Services. The following county programs are available for seniors: home delivered meals, dining senior style, handy helpers, friendly caller, community liaison, dementia adult daycare. If you are interested in learning more about these services, please call Macomb County's Office of Senior Services at 586-469-5228 or visit macombgov.org/seniors. Summer Program Vision Group. Good news! Our vision group will meet in person this summer at the library. Our meetings are informational and informal for those who have low vision or are blind. Caregivers are welcomed and encouraged to attend. We meet on the second and fourth Tuesday in June, July, and August from 10 a.m. until noon at the Clinton Macomb Public Library's main library, 40900 Romeo Plank Road in Clinton Township. No registration is required. Presenters are as follows. June 14th, Henry Ford low vision therapist Annette Babinski discusses vision issues. June 28th, Michael Powell demonstrates NFB Newsline's free audio newspapers and magazines service. July 12th, Jennifer Lyman, RN, discusses Non-24. July 26th, audio described movie feature, West Side Story. Film runs approximately 2.5 hours. Plan on staying until 1:30. August 9th, MLBPD librarian Barbara Shipman demonstrates voice-activated devices, such as Alexa, that patrons will be able to borrow with their library card starting in the fall of 2022. August 23rd, former Macomb Library for the Blind consultant Sharon Latotsky discusses vision challenges and solutions. Kathy's Choice. MLBPD's library assistant Kathy has some choice books to share with you. We can all use inspiration to live a better life no matter what our age. I found that the main character of the book, The Brilliant Life of Eudora Honeysett by Annie Lyons, taught me a lesson about the power of friendship. Eudora Honeysett, a rather crusty 85-year-old, wants to end her life on her terms until she encounters her new neighbor, 10-year-old Rose, and a recent widower named Stanley. Rose, in her colorful and spirited ways, builds a bond with these two octogenarians. The lives of all three of them are enriched. Even Eudora's cat, Montgomery, becomes more outgoing and loving. DB103795, also available in large print. If you are a lover of psychological thrillers and or drawn to locations in the Upper Peninsula of our state of Michigan, I highly recommend the author Karen Dionne. Her 2017 novel, The Marsh King's Daughter, is a real page-turner with a lot of family drama and trauma. When child abductor, the Marsh King, escapes from prison, his daughter Helena uses the hunting and tracking skills she learned from him while she was unknowingly in his captivity to find him and return him to prison. Library Journal called this one of the best thrillers of the year. DB 90692, Strong Language and Violence, also available in large print. A Minute with Marie. Losing eyesight can be a very isolating experience. One way to help alleviate the loss is by using the audio description feature that is readily available for free in many places. At the movies, you can ask for an audio description device. You will be given a small box about the size of a deck of cards that you can plug headphones into, either a pair of your own or a disposable pair provided by the movie theater. Headphones must have a plug-in jack, no Bluetooth. Do you have a smart TV? In the language menu system, look at the SAP options and select the option for audio description. This will enable the TV to play the audio description track on any shows that have that feature. The hilarious downside is that any live sporting events come across in Spanish language. You should turn off the audio description section for those shows. So, what is audio description? It is a secondary audio track on many movies and TV shows that tell you what is happening on the screen that you may not be able to see clearly. It tells you things such as when a character comes in the room, leaves the room, or does any other action relevant to the plot of the show. You no longer have to rely on just dialogue to follow the show or movie. Blind author Judy Dixon has written a very handy guide describing how to access the audio description feature on many devices and streaming services such as Netflix, Apple TV, Hulu, Paramount, etc. The book is titled Audio Description: What It Is, Where to Find It, and How to Use It. This book is available through the library. You can check it out for the standard borrowing period and have plenty of time to get all of your devices set up with audio description. Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-A1. The Lions Outreach Committee has used assistive technology, AT, that they can offer to you at no charge through their Recycle program. They have a variety of magnifiers and items for daily tasks for blind and low vision users. If they don't have what you need, they can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. To get an application, or if you wish to donate an item, contact Kathy McAdam at 313-563-1412 or mcmcadam@gmail.com. Story Phone. We have partnered with our host library, CMPL, to create Story Phone for grown-ups. Just call 586-226-5006 to hear short stories, poems, excerpts, and more. Press 4 to hear the grown-up option, as stories for children are also included. Options change weekly and are read by our storytelling team. This service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Library Updates, News to Know. We have two pieces of information to share with you regarding library services. The first news is about Talking Books topic, TBT, the catalog of the latest audiobooks to be added to the collection, which comes in the mail every other month for those who subscribe to it. For our patrons who receive the catalog in large print, we regret to inform you that due to supply chain issues and worldwide paper shortages, the National Library Service is unable to receive the Talking Book Topics catalog in large print from their publication source and will no longer send large print copies. Patrons who were subscribed to the large print version of TBT can still get fast access to the latest issue of TBT online in HTML and PDF at www.loc.gov/NLS/TBT. Please feel free to call our library for more information. For those who receive TBT in audio on cartridge or on Bard and Bard Mobile, you will experience no changes. The second piece of news deals with notes that patrons sometimes send with their returning audiobooks. Instead of putting a note inside your mailing container, please call us at the library with your request. With the new system incorporated last year at the regional library, notes cannot be identified with the specific audiobook and patron. For faster service regarding the information you seek, please call us at 586-286-1580, and we will be happy to handle your requests and answer your questions. Reader recommendations. Sharon Latotsky recommends The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World by Laura Imay Messina. When Yui lost both her mother and her daughter in the 2011 tsunami, grief took hold of her life. Then one day she hears about a man who was an old disconnected telephone booth in his garden where those who lost loved ones speak with the dead. Includes supplemental material. Sharon enjoyed reading this book because although grief and loss are universal, its setting in Japan allows us to explore these concepts from that cultural perspective. The characters are believable and the writing format style is similar to that of the book Lincoln in the Bardo. Excellent narrator. DB 104589. The book, The Phone Booth at the Edge of the World. Sharon also recommends Drift, The Unmooring of American Military Power by Rachel Maddow. Emmy Award-winning MSNBC talk show host argues that America has grown accustomed to perpetual war, recounts the expansion of executive authority and outsourcing, and relates other changes in national security priorities. Some strong language. Sharon found this book interesting because it describes the military decisions that have taken place throughout several administrations and points out facts that we should be concerned about in regard to programs that still exist today. DB 74592. The book, Drift. Phyllis Gramsa recommends several books you might enjoy. Death in a Strange Country by Donna Leone. Venetian Commissario Guido Brunetti investigates the murder of Mike Foster, a nearby American military base's public health officer, found floating in toxic water. Later, Foster's boss is also killed. Brunetti suspects an environmental cover-up that eventually extends beyond the U.S. military to the Italian government and even Brunetti's own father-in-law. Phyllis says this is an absolutely enthralling book, extremely gripping, fascinating, and well-written. This book is part of the Commissario Guido Brunetti mystery series. DB 61683. The book, Death in a Strange Country. History of the World in Six Glasses by Tom Standage. Author explores the historical impact of six beverages, documents the role of beer in Mesopotamia and Egypt, wine in Greece and Rome, spirits in colonial times, coffee in the Age of Reason, tea in Britain, and Coca-Cola in America. Phyllis says you will learn things you didn't know about and ideas you've never thought about. Pleasurable and informative in an easy-to-read style. DB 61242. Also try A Brief History of Motion, From the Wheel to the Car to What Comes Next by Tom Standage. DB 105167. The Power Broker, Robert Moses and the Fall of New York by Robert Caro. Biographical critique of Robert Moses, 1888 to 1981, as the most powerful man in New York City for almost half a century. Behind the scenes, he shaped the city's politics and physical structure. Pulitzer Prize. Phyllis notes this is a very fascinating book about a man who wanted to gain absolute power without being elected to any office and how he accomplished this. Phyllis admits it is a long book, but she says to listen to it in segments. DB 17458. The book, The Power Broker. Robert Goyke recommends The Genesis Question, Scientific Advances and the Accuracy of Genesis by Hugh Ross. Creationist, astronomy doctorate, director of Reasons to Believe, and talk show host provides a blueprint for understanding the factual and spiritual content of Genesis 1 through 11. Argues that established scientific findings substantiate God's hand in the miracles of creation, water cycles, plant development, humanity's origin, and long biblical lifespans. Robert feels this is a super book as it discusses the latest scientific discoveries that back passages in Genesis. Information includes citations as well. DB 59708. The book, The Genesis Question. Beverly Lozon recommends Dead Eyes by Stuart Woods. Since she's careful never to give out her address, actress Chris Calloway is alarmed when she receives unstamped fan letters and roses at her home. After Chris falls and loses her eyesight, the stalking continues, believing someone has entered her house. Chris calls the police. Detective Larson, Chris, and her friend, pint-sized gay hairdresser Danny DeVere, set out to catch her admirer. Strong language and some violence. Beverly says this book is well written and it kept her up all night reading it. DB 39197, the book Dead Eyes. Lawrence Robbins recommends Hope, Entertainer of the Century by Richard Zoglin. Biography of entertainer Bob Hope, 1903 to 2003. Details Bob Hope's early childhood and immigration from England to Cleveland, years on the vaudeville circuit, career in movies and on the radio, service in the USO during World War II and the Vietnam era, and his later years. Discusses personal and professional relationships. Lawrence mentions this is a real interesting book about vaudeville, radio, and TV days. Hope had a real interesting life, and Lawrence thinks readers will enjoy it. DB 80253, also available in large print. The book, Hope, Entertainer of the Century. Lawrence also recommends Braver Than You Think, Around the World on the Trip of My Mother's Lifetime by Maggie Downs. Journalist chronicles her journey around the world as she travels to the destinations her mother dreamed of visiting, discusses managing and maintaining her relationship with her new husband as she travels alone, dealing with the death of a family member, and coming to an understanding of herself. Strong language. Lawrence felt this was a very insightful and exciting read. DB 100268. The book, Braver Than You Think. Jean Pichel recommends the Miss Julia series by Anne B. Ross. Jean feels that readers get so involved in the characters and all the stories are humorous, lighthearted, and include some thought-provoking ideas. Jean especially enjoyed Miss Julia Hits the Road, book 4 in the series, as she found it to be a laugh-out-loud read. When elderly widow Julia Springer learns that her housekeeper Lillian and other tenants are being evicted from slumlord landlord Clarence Gibbs, she organizes a fundraising motorcycle race to save the neighborhood. DB 56262. Patrons can also start with book 1, Miss Julia Speaks Her Mind. DB 49141. Some books in the series are available in large print. Susan Perry recommends The New Strong-Willed Child, Birth Through Adolescence by James Dobson. Christian radio and television psychologist revises his 1978 parenting book to offer updated advice on raising difficult children, profiles several families to illustrate successful methods for specific concerns, including attention deficit disorder, discusses discipline, spanking, sibling rivalry, and other common issues. Susan says this book helps parents to better understand how strong-willed children think. She feels this was an excellent book. DB 59507. The book, The New Strong-Willed Child. MLBPD Facebook page. Don't forget to access us on our new Facebook page, and if you do not have a Facebook page, ask your family members or friends who do to check us out. Find us at the following link, https://www.facebook.com/mlbpdatcmpl. Bowlers Wanted. The Macomb County Blind Bowlers are always looking for legally blind bowlers as well as sighted bowlers, scorekeepers. The bowling season runs from September till mid-May, and we bowl every Wednesday starting at 11:45 a.m. at Fraser Star Lanes, 33042 Garfield, just north of 14 Mile Road. Please call Frank Cunningham at 586-465-6694 for details. Vision Network Group. Although we have our in-person Summer Vision Network Group scheduled at the library, we want to remind patrons that we still host a monthly by phone vision group that meets year round. Connecting with people who have vision issues can be a good way to realize you are not alone. So we host a phone group on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. The phone meeting is moderated by our facilitator, Marie, and the group discusses issues that people with vision challenges face. Call us at the library for more details on how to connect with our group. MLBPD does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Please call the MLBPD for your questions and comments at 586-286-1580 or toll free 855-203-5274. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is a public service of Macomb County. We are located inside the Clinton Macomb Public Library Main Branch at 40900 Romeo Plank Road in Clinton Township. This concludes the reading of our summer 2022 newsletter. Please return this cartridge in the mail to the library so that we may use it for future newsletters. Thank you.